We are learning Masechet Pesachim Daf Samach Zayin Amar Beis, and we are starting four lines from the bottom. The Gemara said that just say Tami Meis and Zav HaMetzora are more common than Tami Meis, so for sure be sent out of Machna. If we learn that as separate Machnas, the Gemara is going to now discuss what's the Chumrus of Zav over Tami Meis, what's Metzora over Zav. That's the Gemara is going to discuss right now. My Chumrus of Zav with Tami Meis. Why is the Tumah of Zav more Chumrus than Tumah of Tami Meis? You know, because actually you would say the opposite. Tami Meis is Tumah for 7 days. And Azov, also glad that happened to be Tomei for 7 days, but you don't need a Parah Aduma. So you can have a Havin, maybe Tomei says, maybe, you know, Azov just has to count Shiva Nakim and he's fine. But here, how do you know that Tomei Meis is more common than Azov? My Chum is Azov. How do you know Azov is more common than Tomei Meis? My Chum is Azov and Tomei Meis? So the Gemara can Tomei Yoitza Allah Megufoy. Because it's a Tomei that comes from a Guf, from your own Guf. That's more Shaykhist to you, the Tomei. It's more Adraba. Tameis Chomer, Shkin Tan has also Yashvi, and he's the Parah Aduma. What do you mean? Tameis Mochomer, imagine you have to get a Parah Aduma. There weren't too many Parah Adumas around. It was a hard job. It's a Mochomer, you need a Parah Aduma. Amakra, so he says you're right, maybe. I see. I hear what you're saying. It's not Mochomer. Amakra, Tamei v'chol Tamei. In the Pasuk, when it says Tamei Meis, it doesn't only mean Tamei Meis. It says Kol Tamei. And Kol Tamei is the rabbi's Tamei Sheretz, which means any Tumas Maga, which means you touch a Sheretz, you touch a Nevela. All those tumas are only 1 day, and they don't need a parah aduma. All they need is a mikvah, and that's v'chol tamei. So the question basically is: if it says v'chol tamei already, which includes maga sheres has to be sent out, so for sure a zav has to be sent out. The rabbi is tamei sheres, the zav chamer tamei sheres. My chumra kedamaron has the chumra of yaitz v'gufay. For eight gemara, ad the rabba sheres chamer shkem tamei ba'inus. Sheres is more chamer because b'tamei ba'inus. Because it's metameh, even though oinus is metameh, even though oinus is metameh. Amri, ki ay gavna, zov nami, temuyah metameh ba'oinus. The loch is that to become a real zov, yet yeah, with three rias, it can't be coming from a oinus. That means if someone eats too much and he gets a sickness called a zov, the loch is, he's not tameh. It says in the pasuk, b'b'saroi v'loi machbaz oinzai. He is not tameh. Mashaikin a sheret, if a sheret falls on you ba'inis, avada you are tamay. So the Gemara said, oh, sheret is more chamer, it's tam ba'inis, fuke zav. The Gemara answers that you're right. To become a full zav gomor, which means after 3 rias, a full zav, and you have to bring a carbon and everything, then it's not ba'inis. But one ria of zav is even, makes you tamay even ba'inis. Because it's not worse than a balkari. A balkari, Allah is, even ba'inis, he becomes tamay. And Balkari don't find such a din of b'sari of leva insai, and we make a hekesh from zav to the first ria of Balkari, because the pasuk puts it together, and therefore zav in the first ria, which means when a zav has the same level tumah as magasheres, which means only tumah as erev, only tumah of 1 day, then a zav also is matam ba'inis. So ki hai gavna means when it's only 1 day tumah, zav nami matam tumah ba'inis. Ravuna, the ravuna ria rishon shel zav, the first ria of a zav matam ba'inis. It's betama ba'oinis, and therefore it's not a pircha. And we're back that, of course, a zav is more common than magen sheretz. Why? Because yoytze megufay. And the Gemara's kasha is, why do you say zav? Must be it's a new machna. My chumra de mitzayrim is zav. What's the chumra of mitzayrim from zav? Zog the Gemara, shekain, tuma, shekain tom priya ofrima. Mitzayrim needs a bunch of things. First, it needs to have Prius Roish, which means he has to grow his hair, or Prima, he has to cover his face with begadim. Va'asu b'tashmish amita, he's asu b'tashmish. So he's all those chumras. It's more like other rabba. Zav chumra, shkim etam ha'mishkav ha'moshav, etam ha'kli charis b'hesed. Zav is worse, because it's etam the mishkav ha'moshav to become an avatumma. If a zav sits on a chair or lies on a bed, that bed or chair becomes avatumah, but nitva kli cheres behesed. And another halacha is that if a zav moves a kli cheres, even though he doesn't touch it from the inside, a kli cheres doesn't become tummy from the outside, only from the inside, he doesn't touch it from the inside, the halacha is that it's tummy by moving it. So you see, a zav is more chavad than a mitzayra. I know mitzayra has a mila, priya, frima, asa, tashna, mita, but zav has these milas that it's metam vishkav mayish become avatumah, kli cheres. Amakra, Zav v'chozav, the rabbi is Balkari. Zav v'chozav, Zav is Marba Balkari, that he also is the same level, stage 2. He has to go out of the Machmel Leviya. And Mitzayra, Chom Balkari. And Mitzayra is more Chomer than Balkari. My Chomer, what's the Chomer? Kadamar, like we said, that it has priya free matashmita adra b'kari chamer shkimatama mashu. Even a small amount of carry already is matama him. Mashenkin mitzayir needs a gris. And the Gemara is sovlok Rav Nosson. Netanya Rav Nosson Rav Moshe Rav Shmuel zov tzorech kichasim as piyama. Zov needs an amount that covers the piyah ama. We're masking, but iskish lebal zov bal carry lezov bal carry is huskish lezov. Balkari is hukish lazav, therefore needs a shir chesimus piyama. And Taisa says, third line from the top, that chesimus piyama is bigger than a gris. It's bigger than a gris. And therefore, that's not a pircha. It comes out in Tzari's Mochamer, and it's back shver, why does it say in Tzari? It must be, it goes out of three machmas. So Gemara says, we darshan the v'chol tomei to marbe all tomas maga, like maga sheres, maga vela. We darshan the v'chol zav to marbe balkari. What's v'chol tzuruah be marbe? Lovely. I did the kasa called zav, kasa not called tzuruah. Since it's called zav, what's it called tzuruah in the pasuk? But it's not talking about marbe anything. Just to speak out, a very important message, chokma comes up from our Gemara that a balkari cannot be in the machne levia. So the shaila is all the levim that were married and living in their tents in machne levia. How could they stay in machne levia if they're balkari? If they any time they be with their wife, they can't be in the machne levia. So the Mesh Chochma seems like the answer that the tents around the Machal Aviyah weren't in the Machal Aviyah. They were all on the perimeter of the Machal Aviyah. Their front door was the Machal Aviyah, but the oil was right outside the Machal Aviyah, and therefore was mutter for them. And Moshe Rabbeinu, his oil was in the Machal Aviyah. He was taking parish from his wife, and therefore he didn't have any problems. The Mesh Chochma is in parishes by Midbar, not in parishes Nasa. Okay. Don't worry about it. So the Mara says over here that Rabbi Yehuda had a drasha of a bottle Yeshev, Machneim. Why didn't he learn like Rav Shimon? Why didn't he learn like Rav Shimon? Tanya is very good. That L'chaira, that we need all three psukim is a raya that you need three different machnas. So why did Rabbi Yehuda learn like Rav Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda learned that from a bottle Yeshev, Machneim. Rabbi Yehuda, Shapakam Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's tiny good. So I think, Maru, Bayalei, look at Tanya. He needs it. These psukim for with the brisa, following brisa, Rav Eliezer Omer, Yochel dochu zovim mitzrayim nichesu la'azara pesach habavatumo. Yochel yiu chayavim. What happens if a zovim mitzrayim, which are supposed to be outside the whole all the machnas, and they don't have it in tumo to retziver? Let's say they push themselves into the azara on pesach, that was babatumo, or tumo to retziver. Will they be chayiv for going into the beis hamikdash? Halacha is that a tzeruah azav going to the Beis Hamikdash a chayav karas. Actually, anyone goes to the Beis Hamikdash with a tummy, a chayav karas. But tumah to retziva means that a tummy base allowed to be in the Beis Hamikdash. Zav and tzeruah don't have it in tummy base. Let's say they push themselves into the Beis Hamikdash. Are they chayav karas or not? Tamaloymar beishalchum la machna called tzeruah v'chol zav v'chol tummy l'nefesh. We make a hekesh. V'shalsh tamei meisim mishdalchum. When the tamei meisim have to go out, zav and tzeruah mishdalchum. Then zav and tzeruah have to mishdalch. Ein tmei meisim mishtalchem, ein zav mitzrayim mishtalchem. Zav and mitzrayim do not have to be as the din chorus of the mishtalech. They don't have the din chorus, like Rashi explains. They don't have the din chorus. So we need a pasuk called tzeruah v'chol zav to teach us that's hukas tmei meis. And when tmei meis doesn't have chorus, they don't have chorus either. They don't have chorus either, and therefore is a tumot retziva time, and they push themselves in. The halacha is that they don't get chorus. That's the so. Therefore, he says that's what he's drasha for. So, how do I know three machanas? Teres is anim, bodi yeshev, and machanehem. Omamar, we learned before in the brisa, zav v'chol zav, the rabbis balkari, that the word v'chol zav is marba. Balkari also has to be go out of the machna levia, has to go out of machna levia, and as machna matu into machna yisrael. Misiyele Rabbi Yechonon, it's right Rabbi Yechonon. Don Rabbi Yechonon, mechila, he said two things. The first part is not to get to Asugya, but he said one thing, Mechilas on Neskachu. First of all, the tunnels under the Beis HaMikdash were not Neskadesh. And number two, about Keri Mishlechus of Shtei Machnes. And about Keri has to go out to Machnes. This is not, it wasn't a first a Pasuk. Pasuk is Zav. Zav is a different, that is not about Keri. It's a different thing than Keri. And it says that a Zav has to go out to Machnes. How do you know about Keri? So he's the Brice of a Chol Zav. Rabbi Yechon also said this. So it's a riot to Rabbi Yechon about Keri has to go out to Machnes. That's what Rabbi Yechon's halacha. Mason, he has a kasha Rabbi Yechon. Even Rabbi Yechon has a raya, but we don't want him to be not like a stam brisa. So Mason, It says in a, or it's not a Mishnah, it's actually a Mishnah in Zavim. Meisvei, Balkeri Kamaga Sheretz. In the Pasuk, in the Mishnah it says, a Balkeri is like a Maga Sheretz. What does that mean? My love, Machnusam. Doesn't it mean that Ligabi the Machne, where it has to go out, same level as Maga Sheretz. Maga Sheretz, we know, has to only go out of Machne Shechina. So it sounds like Balkeri is like a Maga Sheretz. So the Kasha Ravichron, my love, Machnusam, loyal to Mosam. The Mishnah means it means to tell us the Tumah. It's coming to tell us that it's for Tumah. This is, I'm not sure this is actually a Mishnah, this might be a drosh or somewhere in the Gemara, this first thing. Back upon him, it's telling us that it's the Tumasam. So the Gemara says, Tumasam? I Tumas Erev Ksibay. That's the first apostate. It says both the Tumas Erev. We don't need a bright sword or a Teres Kadam for that. But I Tumas Erev Ksibay. What's the Tumas Erev first? Elalav, must be the Machnusam. Teach us for Machna, everywhere loyal. Elamu Tumasam. Teach us for Tumah. Just like Magasheretz. If something happens, he eats too much and he sees Keri, he's still Tameh. And not like Zav. And we've talked about before that Balkeri, we learn how Zav Varia Rishon, but Balkeri also. But Balkeri has a din, it's Matam Ba'inis. Just like Magasheretz, Tam Ba'inis, Balkeri is Tam Ba'inis. That's what it's saying. It's saying that Balkeri is like Magasheretz. It doesn't mean Legabe is setting out Machnos. It means Legabe the halacha of Tumas Oinis, because Tumas Erev is the first pasuk. The Gabbai Tumas Oinis is teaching us that there is, they both have a din that even ba'oines they will be tamei. And the Metzshem tomorrow will continue the Meis phase on this halacha of Rav Yechon that said that about Keri is Mishaleach Chutz Shtei Machnas.